This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tomorrow, people in dozens of cities take to the streets for science. The famous quote from Neil deGrasse Tyson is, "The good thing about science is that it's true whether or not you believe it." Yet how government uses science is a partisan issue, with federal funds for research in question and the White House moving to cancel U.S. climate change plans. Some scientists feel the need to defend their work. Marketplace's Jed Kim has a report.
Hello. Do you want to sign a banner for the March for Science? We're going to carry it. This one's going to be in L.A., and we're also going to have a Pasadena one.
Hess Saxon-Fox and Magnus Haw are grad students at Caltech. She's mechanical engineering. He's plasma physics. They hand out info on the March for Science and Hawk $5 t-shirts. Really orange t-shirts.
Yeah, we're hoping to make a good, big, bright orange mark at the March for Science.
Their banner is filling up with signatures. They've staked out a strategic spot at the entrance to a Caltech meeting on immigration. Many Caltech students and faculty are immigrants, like engineering postdoc Sharsad Roshankha. She'll be marching for science.
Because I'm an immigrant, international immigrant, and I want to contribute for science. So it's important for me to participate with these guys.
Some scientists, hesitant about getting involved, took their cue from professional societies like the American Geophysical Union, an official partner on the march. Chris McEntee is CEO of the union. She says it's not only who can study and research in the U.S., but how much research can get done with budgets slashed.
If the federal government cuts back on its funding for scientists and the education of the next generation of scientists, people's jobs will be at risk.
Scientific institutions differ in their support for the march. The Field Museum in Chicago is officially participating. The Natural History Museum in L.A. is not. It prefers to avoid any whiff of politics, though staff are encouraged to march. That's the same policy at Caltech, where Sean Carroll is a theoretical physicist.
Quantum mechanics, gravitation, cosmology, where the universe came from kind of things.
He says funding is already a problem.
We're turning away graduate students for the first time ever because we can't afford to pay them. Our grants are being cut. It's a very real thing, and we're one of the richer places to be.
Carroll will speak at the Los Angeles March for Science about the nature of scientific inquiry and tying it into democracy.
They both share this wonderful idea that anybody can be wrong, that any belief is subject to revision when new information or new decisions are made.
He says democracy can glean a lot from science, about learning from mistakes and moving forward. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.